now in the studio right now, we have Helen Hardingmail, who is the Events Communication Assistant for Alia Future Business Centre in Cambridge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Nice to have you here. Helen, it's a really, really interesting subject, this, because the Tech for Good obviously is a global event, isn't it?
Yes, it's a global movement that runs anywhere and everywhere and has been started sort of from America right the way through to London and here in Cambridge.
But in Cambridge, as you say, it's just started. It's been going for about 3 years,
just
isn't
under it? 3 years. Yeah.
And the purpose of Tech for Good in Cambridge?
It's a meetup group. It's a group bringing people together in a room, bringing people from the social sector, the traditional social care, social support, social good sector, with the technology sector, the developers, the coders, the inventors, the innovators, of which Cambridge is very rich in. And those two groups wouldn't naturally work together, perhaps. And so by bringing them together, encouraging that connectivity, encouraging that dialogue, and saying to them, we have a challenge in society, we have a challenge in our day-to-day lives, whatever it may be, let's put this topic out there and let's bring you two sectors together and apply some of the skills and innovation that technology can bring to the social good sector.
Interesting, because it's taking away this taboo, isn't it, of technology, and it, I can't do it, I'm not very good at this, but actually we all can, can't we, if we spend a bit more time doing it.
It's not just that as well. If we have a social challenge in our street, in our neighbourhood, in our daily lives, technology could be a way of applying a solution to that, and it's using that innovation that may seem alien and expensive and kind of hardware, you know, huge computers, whatever the technological issue is, to actually say, no, this is about how we can innovate and look at a social challenge from a different perspective and apply a technological solution. Because technology is moving really fast. It's going on every day, every hour. And it's how do we apply that to our sort of, you know, daily challenges, and not just our lifestyle, but our actual sort of social challenges.
Exactly. Do you remember seeing that talk that Martha Lane Fox did a few years ago to a big big audience about technology and how we need to embrace it a lot more? It needs to be everywhere. It really affected me. I thought she was a marvellous talker, and that probably had a knock-on effect on lots of things, like the good for Tech for Good as well. So now this event is happening on the 1st of March, isn't it, for Cambridge?
Next Wednesday at the Future Business Centre.
And this is it's about education, isn't it? It's trying to bring technology into education?
Yeah, so previous Tech for Goods have covered a range of topics, from everything from mental health right the way through to farming, through to social care systems here in Cambridge and UK-wide. We've picked this particular theme as education. It's the first Tech for Good of the year of 2017. And we've asked the question, what does Tech for Good look like in the education sector today? And it's quite broad. It's not just young children. It's right the way through, perhaps, to lifelong learning. And how can technology help those that wish to learn, those that we are educating, those that are being educated, how can they access that education more easily, more enjoyably, more inspirationally, if there is such a word? It's a case of encouraging and engaging everything from, you know, children in a school setting right the way through to, you know, those who are perhaps upskilling and equipping themselves in a prison context, for example, or those overseas. You know, how can we apply technological solutions to engage and encourage more learning?
The particular event next, it's actually next week, the 1st of March, as we said before. One of the talks or the speakers is Mark, from Hack Lab?
He goes by the name Mr. C, which I think is slightly easier to pronounce.
Yes.
The company Hack Lab is a Cambridge-based company. They work up and down the country from sort of Bristol to Newcastle and London, but obviously quite well-established here in Cambridge. And they work with, you know, a lot of the giants, sort of computer companies we have here in Cambridge. So they work with Microsoft, they work with Arm, they work with Redgate Software, and they now work with Alia Future Business Centre. And they offer coding clubs, and it's as simple as that. It's about demystifying coding, demystifying Python and other programming jargon we think of it as jargon, to young children, to actually bring behind the scenes technology to children as young as 7 or 8. Their sort of target market is between 8 and 15 year olds. They also run adult courses, of course, but it's about actually making learning fun in the computer, turning the computer on its head, looking at programming called Scratch. They use Raspberry Pi computers. Raspberry Pi, of course, is a Cambridge invention. And so they literally make it fun, they make it accessible, and they are also teaching things like problem solving and looking at how to create programming at a very young age.
And the speaker here will be coming along next week, and then obviously then promoting him and his courses that he will do specifically for...
Well, actually, Tech for Good isn't just a vehicle for promotion. Obviously, we invite speakers from across a different range of sectors and communities, but we specifically ask them not to just stand up and promote their product, for want of a better phrase. The whole idea of Tech for Good is to bring innovators within the tech industries together with educators, in this case education is our theme, innovators in education, or people who want to innovate and want to harness the power that technology can bring to education, and bring them together to develop ideas, to work together on projects, to inspire each other, to network, and to go away and develop more fusion in the future. So we specifically tell them this isn't a promotional vehicle.
So, point of view of who would be able to turn up to these events, you only have to register, but you can have children as well as adults attending.
It is an evening event.
Right.
It is a debate. It is a networking. It is about connectivity. I think because we open at 6:30 and the talks start at 7, the talks tend to conclude with a debate and a Q&A at 8, and then we do drinks and networking afterwards. So I imagine it's not really suitable for sort of certainly under 10s. I wouldn't want my children up that late.
Yeah.
But it's about bringing, you know, everyone from a teacher right the way through to a developer, right the way through to, you know, people who are already working in the education sector, or even a parent who wants to say, how can I engage my children further? How can I get my school to really be excited by technology? It's not always affordable, but what are the things we can do? You know, we all have phones, for example. That is one way of harnessing new ways of engaging and learning.
Absolutely. I went to a talk on in Manchester about hacking and how it's you know, it has this myth, doesn't it, that it's got a bad reputation, hasn't it? But actually, it's not. It's about learning how we can use our computer and being aware of it as well, about, you know, from viruses coming in. And I thought that was fascinating, because I always thought that hacking was, the bad word. But it's not, is it?
No, the actual word hacking is, you know, seen, as you say, a completely and utterly negative word. But actually, if someone said, you know, take your kettle to pieces and work out how it works, it's exactly the same. We are asking children and young people and those that are perhaps afraid of the technological hardware and the technological software in whatever gizmo they are, whatever device they are choosing to use, to actually learn to take it to pieces, you know, metaphorically and physically, and think, how is this put together? How can I put it together differently? Can I make it do things that it didn't always able to do? And that's all it is hacking, is taking a jigsaw to pieces, putting it back together, and thinking, well, actually, do I want to put it back together this way, or can I do things differently? So it's turning things on its head. It's 360 thinking. It's looking at things from a different perspective. So taking apart technology, I suppose, for young people should be inspiring, because it's about viewing things from a different perspective, developing critical thinking, upskilling young people for a digital future. And we can only do that if we actually engage with the devices, the software, the technology that we are, you know, interspersed with, and you know, that's in society and is here to stay.
And you actually, it's a good word, engaging, as opposed to being dominated by it, because you've got to learn to use your technology, that it empowers you, and not give the technology over you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's about fun, but actually, when we have fun, we can open our minds up to more learning, and we don't have to sit with what might be traditionally a textbook to learn. It's actually, you know, maybe we can learn from an iPad, maybe we can learn from a virtual reality experience. And so it's about opening up the potential within the classroom, within, you know, lifelong learning institutions, within, you know, upskilling older people to use the internet more, for example. There's a whole range of ways that tech can actually be prevalent to society and enjoyable and engaging and learning.
Can we touch on the older generations, though? Because you were talking earlier about the social sector and connecting charities, civil societies, public services. Is that part of next week, or is that something you've touched on before?
We've done previous themes before. Because we run Tech for Good here in Cambridge at the Future Business Centre, we run it between 4 and 5 times a year, so just over quarterly. And we pick a theme that we think is relevant at that moment. So it might be mental health. We've done civic participation. We've done, as you say, social care and the elderly. And that particular event took place sort of at the end of November. And it was very interesting because, of course, we think that we are not we're not ready for the older generation yet. We're not in the older generation. And I speak as somebody who's now in their mid-40s. But actually, social care in society is relevant to all ages because as we are living longer, we want the older people to be in their own homes and be independent in their own homes for longer. Because otherwise their health degenerates and they become more of a pressure on society and the hospital system. So that was the theme of the Tech for Good we had before Christmas. It was well attended. It was a very good debate and dialogue. And we hope that people have gone away and continued those dialogues, continued that networking. We don't claim that each session is going to solve the world, but it's about putting people in touch with each other, opening up people's minds to the potential, and hopefully beginning a dialogue that will continue long into the future.
On that note, we just want to make doubly sure that we are able to access it. So it's called Future Business... what's it called again?
Future Business Centre.
Sorry, yes, Future Business Centre.co.uk. Brilliant. That's where we can tap in and find out all about the next meetup and the next meetings. Obviously, the next one is on the 1st of March. Where is it again?
It's at the Future Business Centre next Wednesday, the 1st of March, in the evening. And it's completely free. So these are free events. There's no demand for money. It's about people coming along who are passionate about education and want to try something different.
Helen, thank you so much indeed. It's been really interesting having you today. That's Helen Harding-Mail, the Events and Marketing Communications Assistant from ALIA, Future Business Centre, Cambridge.